wonder if I asked you to describe the house in which you live, I wonder what you would say. You might tell me where it is. It's all about location, 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 or so we're told. You might tell me whether it's a bungalow or a two-story. You might tell me whether it's detached or semi-detached, whether it's new or old, whether it's drafty or whether it's comfortable. You might tell me what color it is. You might tell me how big the garden is around it. There are 101 different things that you might tell me about the house in which you live, but I suspect we would wait a very long time before anyone here started to tell us about the foundations of their house. Everything else we would talk about, but probably take a long time before anybody began to get enthusiastic about the foundations of their house. And yet, when you stop and think about it, it's just so important, vital. If the foundations aren't there, if they're not adequate, then whatever else you build on it, it's not up to much. It doesn't matter how new or old it is. It doesn't matter how big it is, how small it is. It doesn't matter whether it's detached or semi. All that's irrelevant. If the foundations are not there, that house is in trouble. But because we can't see those foundations, they're not obvious usually, we really don't talk about them. They're forgotten about almost, but they are vital. But what we do see are the effects of either having no foundations or having foundations that aren't up to the job. But sadly, it's not just about houses, is it? It's also about lives. Because the fact is that we build our lives on something. We base our lives on something or someone. The decisions we make, the priorities that we have in life, they're all based on those foundations that we have for life. We want to do well. We want to provide for our family. We want to stay fit and healthy. We want to gather up enough around us to be comfortable for the rest of our days. And the list goes on. They're all things that are good in themselves. They're great, but are they enough of a foundation to build our lives on? What happens when your health isn't what it used to be? If you build your life on remaining fit and healthy, and your health isn't what it used to be, what happens? That foundation starts to shake. If it's been all about building up your bank balance so that in the rest of your years you will be comfortable, and the pension doesn't work out the way you thought it would work out, what happens? If it's about your career, your job, and that job comes to an end, what happens? If you build your life on something that's temporary, if you build your life on something that can be taken away from you, then you're building on sand. And when the inevitable storm comes, then that life falls apart, just as the house in the story which Jesus told fell apart. It's so obvious. And we know it's obvious. We know it's obvious, so we don't really talk about it. That it depends, our lives depend on what we build them on. It's so obvious that we just don't discuss it because it's just a given. And yet Jesus here says, hear these words of mine, and if you put them into action, then you're like a wise man who builds this house on the rock. Jesus is speaking at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, this great long passage of his teaching in the Gospels. He has been explaining what it means not only to come to faith, but to live in that faith. He has taught at length about all different aspects of our lives. But Jesus knows that sometimes we can hear these things, sometimes we can listen to these things, but not actually do anything about them. It's not just hearing. It's not just good intentions, but it's actually putting his words into action. So Jesus says, if you hear these things, and if you put them into action, you're like that wise man building his house on a rock, hearing and putting it into action. Just during the week, I was chatting to a man who's told me that this time last year he made a New Year's resolution that during 2017 he would go to the gym. And he did. He went once in the middle of November, but he was happy. He had great intentions from January onwards, but it just never quite worked out. Once in November. He knew all the benefits of feeling a little bit better. That's why he thought he would do it. He had all of the best intentions in the world, but he just never quite got round to doing it. It takes being intentional. It takes acting on the words of Jesus. I wonder why anyone would build on sand. I wonder why anyone would build on the sand dunes down on the beach. Well, it may be that you might do it if you miscalculated the weather and thought, it's always sunny and warm and dry in Portrush. Why would I build on a rock? I can just build on a sand dune, sir. Life's great. It's always sunny. It's always wonderful. Life's easy. I can build on the sand. Building on the rock actually takes a wee bit more time and commitment. It takes a bit more energy, a bit more work. It can be costlier. But in the end, that's what makes the difference. So when it comes to the foundations of our lives, when it comes to the foundations that we lay for this year, it's easier actually to go with the crowd. We look around us and we think, well, everybody else is doing this, saying that, going there, behaving in this way. Why shouldn't I? We just go with the crowd because it's easier. Hearing the words of Jesus and responding to them in obedience is actually costly. It takes a bit of commitment. It takes a bit of effort. But sometimes we just go with the crowd because it takes less time, it takes less energy, it takes less commitment just to live that superficial faith. Maybe we just go through the motions of turning up to church, of doing the right things at the right time, but it's a superficial thing because it doesn't take much. Doesn't require much commitment. I suspect that the houses built on the rock and the sand probably looked the same. You might have looked at them and thought they're two great houses. The difference was when the storm came. The difference was when they were under pressure. But the house, when the storm comes, and you discover there's no foundations and it starts to slip and to slide and subside and all the other problems, it's too late then to start thinking about putting foundations in. The foundations are put in at the start. The foundations are put in when the weather is good. And because those foundations are laid, then we can face the storm. Foundations are laid before the storm comes. In a few minutes' time, we will again take part in this very simple and yet very profound meal. It brings us back to the basics of our faith. It brings us back to the foundations. It brings us back to Jesus. It reminds us of what Jesus has done. And we do need to be reminded time and again because we forget so easily and so soon. This meal reminds us of the Savior whose body was broken, whose blood was shed on the cross for us, for our forgiveness. Not so that our sins could be glossed over, not so that our sins could be swept under a carpet in some way, but so that our sins could be dealt with once and for all. There's a foundation to build our lives on. Jesus has paid the price for your sin. The meal reminds us also that we have a risen and living Savior who is present with us when that storm hits. It's not just something that we do way back then when we give our lives to Jesus. It's an all-day, everyday thing. So that when those storms hit, we have a risen, living Savior with us. There's the foundation for our lives for this year. Living in the presence of the risen and living Savior. The meal reminds us, too, that Jesus will come back. We do this until he comes. Jesus will return. And so we live as those who know that. We build our lives on the truths of the gospel. That Jesus died, was buried, rose again, and will one day come again. And those are things that can't be taken away from us. Your bank balance can disappear. Your health can begin to fail. Your job can be finished. But Jesus can never be taken from you. We've sung it already. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus commands my destiny. Foundations. So, it does take effort. We do need to build on that foundation, who is Jesus. We do need to spend time in his word. When Jesus said, if you hear my word and obey it, then you're like a wise man building on a rock. We need, first of all, to hear it. We need to spend time with God's word. On our own, in our house groups and small groups, here on a Sunday, whenever it is, we need to spend time listening to what God is saying to us through his word, by his spirit, and being obedient, building our lives on the rock. We need to spend time praying together. We need to spend time praying on our own. That's why James was up here just a few minutes ago, encouraging us to come together and pray. As we listen to God's word, as we pray for the Spirit to be at work in us, then we're building on that foundation, who is Jesus Christ. When you believe in Jesus, when you really believe in Jesus, your foundation turns from sand to rock. If a house is under pressure because of a storm, it's too late to put in foundations. The good news of the gospel is this. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is always available, even when the storm hits. So this year, on what, or more importantly, on who will you build your life? What's the foundation? What's the basis for your life? Is it something which could just slip away, be taken from you? Or is your foundation Jesus Christ? The same yesterday, today, and forever. May God give us the grace not only to hear his word, but to be obedient to it. Shall we pray together? Father,